You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. If you grew up in Florida in the 1960s, you may remember the billboards with the Coppertone Baby, a little blonde girl with pigtails on the beach in just a bathing suit bottom. You see her tan line as her Cocker Spaniel dog playfully tugs down her suit. In some cases, the billboard actually moved the suit up and down as the dog plays.
Oh my gosh. That's the first sunscreen I ever wore.
I know.
SPF 4.
Sherry Brand's mother, Joyce Ballantyne, was an artist who used her little girl as a model for the ad campaign in 1959. Brand, no longer a little girl in pigtails, paid a visit to Chelsea's on Cardinal, a specialty and sandwich shop in Vero Beach.
I can't remember anything else that there was.
There wasn't anything.
I know.
We just got a sunburn.
Yeah.
That's all.
Baby oil.
So what's it like to be known for... Well,
the most famous rear end in the world, basically. Well, it's okay. I was a baby, and it was cute, and it's actually a reflective of a time and an era where everything was wholesome, and this situation happened to almost every kid on the beach anyway.
Since her mother was such a prolific commercial artist, Brand says it wasn't until later when she realized the picture for which she'd posed one day in her backyard actually ever became anything.
Finally, at about middle school, I would say, is when students started saying, you know, that your mom painted that ad and that's you. And ha-ha, we see, you know, your hiney a little bit and get teased. So middle school is probably when my first awareness started happening. When I was posing at the time, I do remember this day, there was a little girl across the fence sort of laughing at me. At the So you know how kids are sensitive.
The actual photograph, along with three sketches her mother submitted for the ad campaign, are included in a poster-sized print, along with the Coppertone iconic picture itself and a picture of Brand's mother, Joyce Ballantyne.
These were some of the original sketches submitted. That's the one she liked the best. The dog's kind of skipping and playing and being a little more playful, and she really loved that, but they wanted this planted intent look.
Brand is joined this day by a childhood friend, Sally Dillon of Vero Beach.
And I remember when her mom had her studio and painted all these wonderful images from the Coppertone Kid to the Pampers Baby. And so I just thought it would be a great opportunity for us to visit and to show Vero Beach this wonderful beach image.
And that image is still used by Coppertone on its Water Babies brand sunscreen. You'll recognize the blonde pigtails and the dog, but the baby now sports a sundress. Our sun habits have changed over the years, and Brand says so has the Coppertone message.
So it used to be, don't be a pale face. Tan, don't burn. You know, that was the line. So anyway, they've changed it a little, but she's still there.
And still recognized.
Yeah, actually, I'm surprised. Because we do market these prints, what you find is people buying them that are either of this era and this time, and it takes them back and they remember it really clearly, or... Actually, the next generation down, the moms that are having kids today are buying it to put in their nurseries for the newborn and sort of tell the story as a time in history when advertisements actually were things people remember that many years later.
Prints are on display at Chelsea's on Cardinal in Vero Beach, and you can see a picture at our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.